Hi, my name is Sal Jeffries. I run the Mindset, Mood and Movement podcast. I've been working with Neil at 7 Million Bikes for the whole of this year, literally from the start of my podcast to date. And I want to say a couple of things. So when we record the podcast, sometimes there are things that I need tweaking. There could be edits or clips. It's really simple. I give those instructions to Neil. He gets it sorted. There's sometimes a sound level differences between the guest mic and mine. Again, that's all sorted so the outcome is a really balanced sound. And also if there are issues with voice, little kind of sound interruptions, all those things that can distract a listener, Neil knows exactly what to do, cleans it up. The end result, highly professional, beautiful sounding podcast without distraction. That's exactly what I want. I know my listeners do. So if you're interested in having that level of podcast and that kind of quality, Neil is a great guy and I highly recommend you speak to him.
Welcome to another episode of Smarter Podcasting with me, Neil Mackay, the podcast guy. In this episode, I'm going to cover one of the most important questions you can find on Google. What editing software do I use to edit my podcast? And what is the difference between Audacity and GarageBand? In this episode, we're going to cover the pros and cons of each of those programs and the one major difference that you need to know before you decide which program to choose. Content creators are always seeking the most efficient and user-friendly tools to produce high-quality podcasts. I started podcasting in 2019 with a Vietnam podcast, and I now work worldwide with a community of podcasters. So I think it's fair to say I've had a lot of experience with this. So I want to cover in this episode a topic that every podcaster has to encounter. You cannot create a podcast without a DAW, a digital audio workstation, or an editing software. This is especially important for beginner podcasters who want to know how to edit a podcast. I'm going to compare the two most popular free tools for podcasting, Audacity and GarageBand, and provide you with insight and examples to help you make an informed decision. So when I first started podcasting in 2019, I used a Blue Yeti Ice microphone that broke within a year. Not against you, Blue Yeti, but looking at you. And my 2010 MacBook Pro, which lasted until 2022 and is still working to this day, albeit very slowly. And I used a free built-in software that came with my MacBook. Since then, I have tried Audacity a little bit, but for years now, I have been 100% recommending using Descript. The big difference is Descript isn't free. It is only $12 a month minimum, but it isn't free. Both GarageBand and Audacity are completely free. And if you're a Scotsman like me, or you just don't have any budget to work with, then that will be music to your ears. So let's compare the two of them so you know which one is best for you. Audacity is a free and open source digital audio workstation and has been a go-to choice for many, many podcasters for years. Audacity's compatibility with so many different platforms and operating systems makes it accessible to nearly everybody. This definitely aligns with my passion for helping podcasters, no matter where you are in the world, getting started with your podcast, regardless of your budget. The three main pros are it's cost-effective, its open source nature means that it will always be free, which makes it really appealing for anyone who's starting out who doesn't have much of a budget. It also has an extensive selection of plugins and effects that you can fine-tune to your podcast audio and your exact preferences. This flexibility is great. And number three, it has multi-track editing. The ability to work with multiple tracks allows you to seamlessly integrate music, sound effects, and interviews and enhance the overall production quality of your podcast. Now the cons, there is a bit of a learning curve with Audacity. Its vast array of features can be overwhelming for newcomers if you've never seen a digital audio workstation before. It doesn't take too much to learn how to use it, but it can be overwhelming when you first open it. And the user interface, while it's functional, it seems pretty outdated compared to most modern softwares that you see. If you look at the picture here, you'll see what I mean. So, GarageBand, the Mac user's delight. GarageBand has gained a strong reputation among Mac users. As somebody who's worked in comedy, fundraising, and podcasting, I know the importance of using tools that are not only effective, but easy to use. The main pros are it has a user-friendly interface. It's much, much easier to use. And while it's still outdated, more modern than Audacity. So it's good if you're new to podcasting and allows you to get started right away without feeling like you're lost in a maze of features. The biggest pro is that it is available on all Mac products. If you have iCloud, then it means you can also save it in the cloud and you can use it on different devices. It is available on iPad and iPhone. One of the biggest pros of GarageBand, though, is the built-in sound library. I know the importance of sound effects to enhance storytelling, and GarageBand's extensive sound library has saved me time and effort, allowing me to focus on creating the best episode possible. Now, into the cons. Now, as much as I do love GarageBand, it's exclusively available for Mac users. You cannot use it if you don't have a Mac. So while this worked for me when I had a Mac, which I no longer do, it poses a challenge. If you are working on a project with someone else who doesn't have a Mac, it means you can't cross-platform collaborate. And it does have limited advanced features. So if you are looking for advanced editing features, GarageBand might fall a bit short. But as someone who's focused on building communities and helping podcasters find their voice, sometimes simplicity is key. Audacity is the most popular free sound editing software on the internet. It's been around for 20 years, and it is compatible with Mac, Windows, and Linux. If you're editing a podcast episode, chances are pretty high that you will have tried Audacity at some point. It can record, post-process, normalize sound, trim, fade in and out sounds, and it makes you feel like you're an absolute professional sound editor, even if you've got no experience. For podcasters, though, Audacity offers great features of noise reduction and isolation. For podcasters, it offers great features such as noise reduction and isolation that doesn't help improve the sound quality. Plus, you can record your audio directly with your microphone on Audacity. There's also an option to do video editing as well, although it may not be the easiest platform to edit your videos. And in case you're wondering what audio file formats are compatible with Audacity, you can import and export all the popular audio files such as .wave and .mp3. Basically, you can do anything with Audacity. However, the interface fails to appeal for complete beginners. Even though there are countless advanced features to choose from, Audacity is a challenging software for newbies who've never used any sound editing software. So if you happen to look for a beginner-friendly interface, and you have a Mac, maybe this one's for you. And this is the biggest difference between Audacity and GarageBand. GarageBand has been sitting on your MacBook and you may not have even known it, and it is only available for Mac users. GarageBand is a completely free digital audio workstation for Apple users. You can easily edit your podcast episodes and even create music. Similar to Audacity, on GarageBand, you can record and playback audio files. However, the interface is so much more intuitive if you're a newbie. GarageBand is also great for sound manipulation, where you can reverb, echo, and distort the audio any way you wish with built-in plugins. Since it is a music program originally, it includes virtual instruments and pre-recorded music for musicians too. So if you are a beginner podcaster and you have a Mac, GarageBand is an easy way to start editing podcasts. Now, you may also be wondering, well, if it's free and built into MacBook, surely that's for amateurs. Professionals would never use GarageBand. Actually, not true. Rihanna's Umbrella was edited on GarageBand. So you can confidently say that GarageBand is a great option for both beginners and professionals. So to sum up, it's decision time. There's three key factors. Number one, your experience level. If you're well-versed in audio editing and you value customization, Audacity might align better with your expertise. Number two, ease of use. If a user-friendly interface and seamless integration are top priorities, GarageBand simplicity might be best for you. And number three, collaboration needs. Depending on your interactions with other podcasters, Audacity's cross-platform compatibility could be a strong advantage. And a big thing to consider, which is easier, GarageBand or Audacity? It really depends. GarageBand is generally considered to be easier to use compared to Audacity, especially for users that are new to audio editing and podcast production. GarageBand's user-friendly interface, intuitive controls, and seamless integration within the Apple ecosystem make it a popular choice among beginners who are Mac users. Its drag-and-drop features, built-in loops, and visual layout contribute to its simplicity, allowing users to create podcasts with relative ease. On the other hand, Audacity offers more advanced features and customization options, which can make it slightly more complex for beginners to grasp initially. While Audacity provides a wide range of tools for in-depth audio editing, it may require some time in the beginning and practice to become familiar with its interface and capabilities. For users who are willing to invest that time to learn, Audacity can offer a higher degree of flexibility and control over editing. So ultimately, the choice between GarageBand and Audacity is going to depend on your level of experience, your comfort with technology, your specific podcasting needs, and at the end of the day, do you own an Apple or not? If you're looking for simplicity and ease of use and you have a Mac, GarageBand is probably the preferred option. If you're willing to invest a little bit more time learning a more comprehensive tool with advanced features, Audacity could be right for you. So final verdict, Audacity versus GarageBand, what do I recommend that you use for podcast editing? Choose Audacity if you're a PC user and you don't have the budget for Descript. It has exceptional customizability in audio editing. So for example, if you're recording an interview, Audacity allows you to fine-tune the audio quality by applying various effects like noise reduction, equalization, and compression. This level of control enables you to enhance the clarity of your guest's voice, eliminate background noise, and create a polished and professional podcast episode that your audience will love. Go for GarageBand if you want seamless integration of music and sound effects. Suppose you're creating a new episode that requires a catchy intro tune or some mood-enhancing background music. GarageBand's built-in sound library offers a vast selection of royalty-free loops and effects that can be effortlessly integrated into your podcast. This is particularly beneficial when you want to set the tone, create transitions, or punctuate moments in your podcast with a musical touch. At the end of the day, both Audacity and GarageBand are great free tools that will help you create a high-quality podcast. While the number one thing you have to do is create high-quality content that you believe in and enjoy making, nobody will listen to that if the audio quality is poor. So try them both out if you have a Mac. If not, go with Audacity. See which one works for you. Take a little bit of time to familiarize yourself with both of these programs. And if you do have even the smallest bit of budget, I would go for Descript. The link is in the notes, and it makes podcasting way more fun. Let me know what you think of this episode, which one is best for you. Happy podcasting. Cheers.